Yep. Grizzlies took care of business versus San Antonio since we last spoke. Although, yeah, took overtime and a couple of big performances from Ja Morant, Desmond Bane. Steven Adams, 19 rebounds in that game. Bane was just telling us how essential a piece he is to this Grizzlies core. Just got done talking about that on the last podcast. Then you see him go out there with 19 rebounds. Grizzlies 8-4 right now, heading into a big one against Memphis Friday night here, obviously, in Memphis. A big game for many reasons. Obviously, a rematch of last year's first round of the playoffs. But two, because the Grizzlies are going to be debuting that City Edition uni. Ooh, they look good, too, don't they?
That thing look good, man.
Yeah, they do.
Look good for real.
Have you seen some of the other ones? Go ahead.
You seen some of the other ones around the league?
I've looked at not nearly as closely as the Grizzlies one. Yeah, and I tell you what, they say that when seeing it, a picture of the Grizzlies City uniforms with a diamond, Grizzlies on it looks different than when you're seeing it in person. There's more of a shine on it when you actually see it in person. But we're all excited about it. Yeah, these have been in the making for some time, and it's obviously a tribute to the city's rap history, the city's musical history, a la what they did with the Isaac Hayes jerseys a couple of years ago. We'll get into that and why this game obviously is a possible standout game for the Grizzlies, maybe more so for Minnesota. We'll get into that with Sang, get his thoughts as well on that. And then, I think we should get into this, and maybe Sang predicted it. I think I was on the other side. What's wrong with Minnesota? They've dropped 5 of 6. Last night, Sang, at one point in the loss to Phoenix, they only had 4 players on the floor. I mean, if there was ever a sign of dysfunction, it was certainly on the court last night in the double-digit loss to Phoenix. Anthony Edwards didn't look right. Maybe we can figure out what's going on with these Timberwolves, who obviously will be looking to get right in here on Friday night against the Grizzlies. And then finally, excited as too, we're going to be grading the Grizzlies' rookies so far. Yes, it's still early season, but Jake LaRavia, David Roddy, Kenny Chandler have all gotten extended minutes this season with the Grizzlies so short-handed. Mm-hmm. So we'll get to what Sane and I both think of specifically LaRavia and Roddy. We've seen a little bit more of those two guys. Mm-hmm. They've had to step up in some spots. So that's the show. Sane is here. I am here. We're here. We're glad you're here. Make sure, again, you're subscribing to us on the Free Odyssey app. Sane, I'll start the segment off with a question. Is this a statement opportunity come Friday for the Grizzlies against Minnesota? Is it more statement for them? Does it feel like that there will be a buzz in the building when you're taking account everything that's going to be going on Friday night against the team you played in the round of the playoffs last year? What you think?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, man, I think it's a really big opportunity, a really good chance to make a statement. If you look at this trade going back to the summer, everything that Minnesota did feels like they did it custom made to beat us. You know what I mean? And just being honest with you, if I'm Minnesota, if I'm a fan, if I'm a front office member, if I'm the coaching staff, I would feel like that Memphis Grizzlies series got away from them last year, like they had a chance to beat us last year. I understand want to make improvements, but I think that the way that they went about making improvements was not the way to go. I think that trading away 3 of your core pieces to your team, when I say core, I don't mean like your big three or your big four or whatever, but core rotation pieces. You traded away major guys. You got rid of those guys. You bring in a guy like Rudy Gobert, who's a guy who you know you can't play like that in the playoffs. And then you've got Karl Anthony Towns, who – it's been a center his entire career in the NBA. And I've never seen a team take a center and move him down to the power forward position. I've never even heard of it. You know what I mean? And we're seeing now that it's not working well. I think if the Grizzlies can win this game tomorrow, it'll be a statement game. It'll help them in their standings, of course, solidify them as being, getting back into that top four possibly in the West. But I think it makes a statement to a team like Minnesota that we did this and we're still not as good as this team with the Memphis Grizzlies. And I'm expecting that to happen tomorrow. I think the Grizzlies are going to come out and look very good tomorrow.
Do you think this is more of an opportunity for, I mean, considering Minnesota is right now, you know, mm-hmm. 5-6, lost 5 of the last 6, whatever it is. Is this more of the statement opportunity, or is it the Pelicans, who seem like they might actually be a little bit further along in a game that's also nationally televised on Tuesday? Is there a difference saying in terms of like who you believe in more and do you need to make more of a statement more against one more so than the other, or are they the same? Is it a hey, we're here, you guys back off type deal for both of them?
Oh no, that Pelicans game is much bigger than this game tomorrow. Like I feel good about tomorrow just because I think we're going to win it, and I think it'll be good to, you got the new jerseys coming out, those type of things. I want to stomp Minnesota just because I want them to feel like that trade that they did was for nothing. I want them to feel like it was a garbage trade, which I always thought it was. And I think coming to Memphis, then you got Anthony Edwards talking like I think that Memphis game is going to, boost us up. I think just seeing Memphis on their court is going to make us play harder. If you still go out there and you stomp them tomorrow, that's a statement. But that New Orleans game, yeah, man, that's a team who's had your number for the last few years, especially when they're full strength. And that's a team who's always, no matter what you do the year before, no matter what they did the year before, all the pundits, all the guys who get paid to make predictions, they overhype, New Orleans every season. That team's good this year for real, in my opinion. So I think if you can, that game against New Orleans is an even bigger matchup than the one tomorrow.
That's why I want to make sure context always important. I didn't want to overhype a game, especially when you've got one a few days later that certainly at this point in the season looks much more important.